You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to help you plan that unbelievable travel experience. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
It's Rico Daily. I'm Adam Clark Estes. Americans can be awfully image obsessed. So it makes sense that the United States has had a booming weight loss industry for decades.
Cause now there's Weight Watchers, bologna and hot dogs, Weight Watchers, salami and ham.
1-800-94-JENNY.
Call 1-800-94-JENNY today and lose 20 pounds for $20.
Y'all want to know how I stay in shape? I do it with the South Beach Diet.
Lose up to 9 pounds and 3 inches overall in your first 2 weeks.
But the science and conventional wisdom behind what makes a healthy diet is always shifting, as is technology. Recently, an app called Noom that helps you track what you eat has become super popular with its claim that no food is off limits.
The pandemic was mostly very, very good for Noom.
That's Vox senior reporter Constance Grady. She's been following the rise of Noom and how the app fits into current thinking about weight loss.
It saw this huge surge of interest. It's been advertising everywhere. If you are a podcast listener, you've probably heard a million Noom ads.
They say it's based on a cognitive behavioral approach. I just say it works.
Visit Noom.com and lose the weight for good.
The presentation of Noom is as, first of all, a diet that is not really a diet. The idea is that Noom is a way to lose weight for someone who doesn't think of themselves as a dieter and doesn't really think of themselves as someone who would go on a diet, who maybe still wants to be really skinny because, you know, they live in the world and who doesn't learn to want that in the country that we live in. The other way that Noom tends to distinguish itself from its competitors is with this idea that it teaches you sort of CBT, cognitive behavioral therapy tricks. So things like learning that you don't have to eat everything that's on your plate, or how to deal with a quote-unquote food pusher who wants you to always finish what they give you because that's how they express love, like things like that. So the idea is that it's supposed to be more mindful and holistic than average Weight Watchers program. Whether it actually is sort of the question that's up for debate here.
Let's say I'm interested in losing weight. The pandemic pounds are still around and summer's coming soon. So I download Noom. Now, when I first open the app, what will I see? What kinds of options and features will I have?
When you first download Noom, it's going to offer you a choice between getting fit for good and losing the weight for good. And both of those, as far as I can tell you, no matter what you answer, will lead you to the same place. It will have you put in your height and your current weight and how fast you want to lose weight. And then it will generate a calorie budget for you and start telling you to start logging your food and making sure that you are only getting under, let's say, 1,500 calories a day.
And is all this free? I'm guessing it's not.
It is not free. You can usually do a 2-week free trial, but overall it costs either $60 a month or about $200 a year.
Okay, $60 a month, that's more than some gyms cost.
Yeah, you know, it's not cheap. It's sort of presenting itself as the premium weight loss option. And the idea is that with Noom, you are getting not just a calorie counter and not just food guidelines, but you also get access to a health coach and you get access to all of these tips and tricks that are more psychological than other weight loss providers will offer you.
Well, it does sound like Noom is a little bit different, maybe more premium than like a free calorie counting app like MyFitnessPal, but I'm still not buying that it's that different from old school programs like Weight Watchers or Jenny Craig.
Yeah, you know, in a lot of ways it is not. It is a program that fundamentally what it is doing is teaching you how to restrict your calories. That is where all of the results that it is promising lie. And in that, it's really not very different from Jenny Craig or Weight Watchers or any of those at all.
And I've heard a little bit about Noom and the anti-diet movement. Can you tell us a little bit about how it fits into that and what is the anti-diet movement to begin with?
The anti-diet movement has been around since the 60s, but I think a lot of people have just started really noticing it over the past 10 years or so as it's really taken off on social media. It essentially involves two scientific claims, and there's a fair amount of research backing up both of them. The first claim is that it's not clear that weight is as closely tied to overall health as we normally think that it is. So there is a fair amount of research showing that it's possible to be overweight or what the BMI scale would call obese and still be quote unquote metabolically healthy. So like you can be overweight and your blood pressure might be fine. It's not necessarily clear that those things are as linked as we often think that they are. The second scientific claim that is at the center of the anti-diet movement is that most diets fail. And this is pretty consistently shown in the research. Most people within 5 or so years of going on a diet will find that they have gained back all the weight they have lost and often added some additional weight on top of that. It looks as though the reason for that is that diets tend to mess with the body's metabolism. Your body's kind of like, oh no, we're starving, we're in scarcity mode. And so it pushes itself to extract energy and calories more efficiently out of whatever you put into it. And it doesn't, you know, snap back once you stop going on the diet and go back to your normal eating habits. So even though you went on this diet in order to lose weight, the end result is that it becomes easier for your body to put on weight.
How well has Noom been received by this new anti-diet community?
The anti-diet community is really mad at Noom. The sort of overwhelming response I'm seeing there is Noom is stealing the rhetoric of the anti-diet movement, doing things like celebrating Anti-Diet Day and saying things like, we're not a diet, yet still sending people down this path of calorie restriction and deprivation.
I understand that you talk to people who've actually tried to use the app to lose weight. What did they have to say about their experience?
So I talked to 3 people who had used Noom, and they had pretty widely varying experiences. And I should say, for all of them, their experiences on Noom had been less than 5 years ago. So if we're going back to this statistic that most people put on the weight that they've lost within 5 years of their diet, none of them are at the end of that time limit. But one person I spoke to lost about 190 pounds in 18 months, and she said that she was able to reverse the symptoms of her type 2 diabetes. Another person I spoke to spent 2 weeks on Noom, and when she got out, she tried to enter a weight loss study and was instead referred to a treatment center for disordered eating. And she said that Noom had gotten into her head so thoroughly that she found herself, even after her 2 weeks were up, trying to count her calories and track her food so thoroughly that she was manifesting disordered behaviors. And then a third person I spoke to went through what I think is kind of the classic diet experience for most people in the world, which is he was on Noom for a while, he lost some weight, and then his weight loss plateaued, he kind of got discouraged and fell off it, and half of the weight now has come back in the months since then.
So it sounds like for some people it works really well, for some it's actually destructive, but for others it's a real mixed bag and kind of that familiar, you lose some weight at the beginning, but then gain it all right back. How has this been for Noom's business?
So that is something that we don't necessarily know because Noom is not a publicly traded company, so they don't have to share these numbers. But the Wall Street Journal has reported that at the beginning of 2022, Noom was eyeing an IPO and they are no longer doing that. But there has been this sort of wave of backlash coming over the past few months. There was an article by Virginia Sewell in Bustle where she looks at Noom's anti-diet rhetoric and really digs into the ways in which it is a classic diet. In January, this woman, Alina Stone, tweeted, "Every Noomad is like, we're not a diet, we're an eating disorder." And Noom started trending in response with all of these former users sort of sharing their war stories in the comments. And then Noom had to release a statement being like, okay, we are a diet, but like not like that. The honeymoon period for Noom seems to be over, and it's unclear how it'll stabilize after this.
In the end, all advertising aside and backlash and response, do you think that Noom is a dieting app or is it a healthy eating app?
Noom is absolutely a dieting app. It is an app that exists to show you how to restrict your caloric intake so that you will lose weight. That is just a diet.
Okay, Constance, thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me.
Today's episode was produced and engineered by John Ahrens. I'm Adam Clark Estes. Thanks for listening.
More to-dos, less time, and an infinite number of tools to keep track of. Sometimes doing business has never felt harder, but you don't need a miracle to hit your goals. You can just use HubSpot, because their all-in-one customer platform can make growing your business infinitely easier. Imagine this: high-quality leads, fast closing deals, wildly happy customers, and more benchmark-breaking quarters. It's not a miracle, it's HubSpot. Visit HubSpot.com to get started today.